This is a Collider.com audio interview.
They all have their own sort of life story, experiences, and reasons for being the way they are, you know, good, bad, and indifferent, so I wouldn't really compare them to...
Okay, guys, heads up, we're doing
Thank
a test
you, I appreciate
here.
It.
Be careful.
Just one last question. Is there a particular moment that you were looking forward to performing? When you see a script, do you look forward to specific moments, or do you just take it one day at a time?
Fall down not really. Days that you're yeah, really one day at a time.
To play that part.
Yeah.
I am actually a little, because I've never had the opportunity to speak with you. I am curious about your rehearsal process and how important that is to you for your performance.
Well, it depends.
Okay, you guys can go ahead and come through. We're going to set up another one, Jim, if you want to watch it. Jimmy?
I mean, a lot of times rehearsals are taken up with other things, really, than other than preparing a character. I mean, in other words, if you do rehearsals for the most part on stage, then that's actually preparing a character. But normally for films you don't rehearse very much, and if you do, you don't rehearse for very long. And at least in my experience, a lot of times in films, what you're really doing is giving the script a final look over, you know.
Totally.
Not so much.
Actually, it leads to a...
You know, oh, is my character, you know, pigeon-toed? I mean, you don't really have time for that very much, you know.
That leads to another question for me. You worked in Beowulf for Robert Zemeckis,
mm-hmm.
which is a radically different process for actors, I would think. But your theatrical background has to help in a way with that. And not a lot of actors have done this yet. So can
mm-hmm.
you talk about working on sort of that bleeding edge of technology and uh-huh. what, as an actor, you bring to that?
Well, I don't know if I bring anything, but I love doing that. It was really fun. It's exactly like doing a play rehearsal. I mean, you don't stop for anything. There are no setups. There's no costumes. There's no continuity. Even camera direction doesn't really matter very much. So all the knowledge or just experience that one might have gleaned in a number of years of doing it don't really apply very much. I mean, I think it's perfect for theater actors.
I've heard that process, yeah. That they love the motion capture, the performance capture.
We all loved it. I mean, a lot of us, I mean, Tony Hopkins, Brendan Gleeson, a lot of the actors in that came from theater. I don't know about Robin Wright, if she probably did some. But a lot of us and a lot of the people who played the kind of, you know, traveling group, as it were, I think the vast majority were theater actors. So for all of us, it's perfect because it's really just another rehearsal.
Would you do it again if you liked the
music? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in a second. Yeah. And I liked Robert very much. Yeah.
The scene in which we just saw you perform, it seemed to have a strong Shakespearean quality to it. Is that indicative, would you say, of your character on the whole? You know, does he have sort of a literary quality that contrasts with Jonah's more down and dirty quality?
Well, I think one of the things we were looking at when we were looking finally at the script and stuff is to try and, you know, if the action can be constituted so Josh's character can remain quite laconic and nonverbal and iconic in a way, archetypical, then obviously that's preferable, which sometimes means that the other people have to do the blah 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 and the exposition, which is also fun. With this, we just felt that it could kind of maybe go deeper than what was there originally about why a bunch of grown men would sort of decide to overthrow the government, you know. I mean, somebody was saying, I don't know if this is true, I didn't verify, but somebody was saying the other day that in Vicksburg, they only they first celebrated the 4th of July in 1976, which is, you know, holding a bit of a grudge, I would say. So we wanted to try and communicate what these men feel, but in a fairly succinct, I mean, this is by far the longest sort of ramble in the thing, but before that part really just sort of, in a way, said who they were, but we already know that, you know.
He needs to go up.